This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin, the Rangers got a win today, baby.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's two wins in a row over the Mariners right there.
Good. If we can keep them out of the playoffs, take that, Hellman.
Be happy with that? Yeah, Hellman can suck it. All right, so the Rangers get after it with the Yankees tomorrow, I do believe. And then they'll be playing the Yankees on Friday night as well. And, man, there's something that's very interesting to me, and it's the young core that we're seeing. And I've heard people say this a number of times, Kevin, about this team and the expectations and, you know, what you're looking at with this team. And if you expected them to come into this season and win a World Series, you were kind of crazy. Right?
Sure.
Like, we talked about it every step of the way. There's always this optimistic hope.
Right.
But I think we really understood when we saw Pfister and Cologne what they were doing with the pitching staff that they weren't going out there and launching an all-out effort to become a great team, which puts them in a really good position to let a lot of young players play. Because, Kevin, what's the worst thing that could happen to a young player? You're on a really good team, and all of a sudden they're one, two players away. They make the trade. Now you get pushed back into the minor leagues, and you don't ever get a chance
right. That
season. So what we're seeing right now, Joey Gallo's getting his opportunities. Odor actually... they gave him all the opportunities back to Nomar Mazara implanted himself on this team. But now we're seeing Willie Calhoun. Profar is finally getting his opportunities to play a lot. Guzman's playing a lot.
And for Profar, because he's been like forever, we've been waiting on him, he does not look lost anymore.
I heard somebody say last night he looks like he's hitting a solid 253. Not just I barely got there 253, a real 253.
Which, considering it's been a couple of years since anyone could realistically say that Profar will be an anything in this lineup, that's something. Yeah! People shouting us out here at the owner's box. I love it. You got the opportunity to roll on down here. And if you're like, oh, it's too late, next Wednesday and the Wednesday after that, we'll be here. But it's been several years since you can look at Profar and realistically think, you're a usable part on a major league team that I can depend on. You might still not feel super comfortable with the depend part, but if I told you right now he's a usable part in 2019, wouldn't you be inclined to be like, probably?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would.
How crazy is that?
And if he had to play every day, I'd be perfectly fine with it.
How crazy is that?
It is weird.
I'm dead serious, too.
Yeah. Willie Calhoun went 2-for-4 today with an RBI, a couple doubles, and we're seeing that kid right now grow into something. I don't know exactly what it is, but, I mean, because in the outfield, you still, you know, he had the missed catch the other day. He doesn't have the strongest arm for left field.
Nope.
There are still some question marks as far as what he's doing out there, but you're seeing that the hit tool is real. He basically has a hit every game.
I want to go back to this because we talked about this in the perspective of pitchers, and I'm really curious, 877-881-1053. Is this young core enough to make you go out to the ballpark this year? Because let's face it, the Rangers aren't making the playoffs. We've known for a while that the Rangers weren't going to make the playoffs. But is there enough young talent out there that you're like, you know what, I want to go see it. I want to go be at the forefront. Because with Willie Calhoun, the thing I like about him is that when you see him fail, you see him fail at a position that ideally you'd want to play him in the bigs. You know, because when he failed in the minor leagues, well, you failed in the minor leagues. I hope you get better. But when you failed the big leagues, all right. So you have to deal with big league media, and you failed in front of big league fans with your big league teammates, and, like, you got to figure it out. Because no young player, with the exception of, like, the obnoxiously talented, have no failures. And
right.
even the great ones, they fail.
Chris Bryant's not having the greatest one.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's failed.
Mike
I'm sure
Trout's the only one that's never failed.
There might have been a day he was sad or something. But, like, these players need to fail, and I would much rather them fail here when wins and losses don't really matter. Like, honestly, I think it's awesome that the Rangers won today. If they lost their last 40 games or whatever, it doesn't matter.
When you ask the question, is the young core enough to get me out there? I think one of the things that's really going to excite people and it puts butts in seats is pitching. Because, okay, now I'm watching a young pitcher. Whether he does good or not, I'm here to see what he can do.
So you got Ariel Jurado for that?
Yeah, and I think we're going to see those guys next year. You know, I think this Rangers team is going to roll out like Hearn next year. I think there are some names that are going to get in that mix next season. This year, I'm not quite sure what we'll see. But, yeah, for me, I would love 5 years from now to be looking back at this season saying that was the year that they put it all out there and said, hey, we're going to let them all grow. They might not be winners. They might not go win a championship this year, but we're going to let them all grow. And I'm perfectly cool with it, and I'm going to be here in 5 years.
You know, the main thing that puts butts in seats, it can be considered pitching, but it's winning. And right now, they are winning a little bit, but not at the pace you need to be winning, especially not with the first half that they had. But if you look at the young stars, you have a little bit of hope. And that's the other thing that starts to trickle in and add a little bit more of buns hitting the seats there is seeing a little bit of hope and not seeing the retreads and actually seeing homegrown stars be in the ballpark, whether it's Calhoun, whether it's seeing that Gallo's now having a resurgence in the second half that's actually what you hoped we would see in the first half, or it's Odor being somebody that everybody after the punch was like ready to just seal it. He's the next Texas Rangers Hall of Famer, and seeing him come back to form and break out of the mold that he was in and be a better all-around hitter along with having the home run power, that is something there that you have to look at it. Okay, we've got something.
Yeah.
It's not nothing, because there for a little bit it was nothing.
No, you're right, because so my son and I have been going through cards and stuff over the last week or so. And he bought a box of 91 Upper Deck baseball.
Ooh.
It was like $12 or something, and so he really liked it.
It sounded better back in the day when 91.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah. And so, what was really
in my whole like book full of 91?
Yes,
and you guys are just
from
like,
the junk era. But that's the thing, is he had fun and it was $12. But the reason why I brought that up is I was looking through some of those cards, and in quick succession, you'll see Juan Gonzalez, Pudge, and Dean Palmer.
Right.
And to the point that both of you guys were making, Corey, whether you're talking about building for the future and maybe it is 5 years, think back to that 1990 season or that 1991 season. You're still looking at some of the dregs of Rangers baseball. But what happens out of that 5 years later? And I know people don't want to wait 5 years, but just use that as an example. You're in the playoffs in 5 years, and why are you in the playoffs? You're in the playoffs because of people like Juan.
Young talent.
Because people like Pudge.
Grew.
And if you want to argue, like, I don't want to get into a semantical debate about Willie Calhoun being homegrown. All I know is the only major league team he's playing for is the Rangers, and if you want to consider that homegrown, then done.
Yeah.
So look at this team then. You've got Ronald Guzman. For all intents and purposes, that's a homegrown player. Odor, homegrown player. Elvis, once again, for all intents and purposes, that's a homegrown player. I know you traded for him, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with Gallo. Same thing with Calhoun. You have players that either only have played Major League Baseball in Texas or were drafted and brought up by the Rangers, and they are everywhere. And it very much reminds me of when Sosa was breaking in with the Rangers, when you had Palmer, when you had Pudge, when you had Juan. It very much feels like that. Do you have to see some crap to get there? Yeah, you do. But, man, if it doesn't feel a whole lot like that all over again, and if you weren't around for late 90s Rangers baseball, it was awesome.
Yeah, and I know that was fun, but wasn't it more fun going to the World Series?
Sure.
Did the Rangers build the team the same way?
Well, okay.
Or was it different?
Take a look at the primary players from that. Hamilton, That was a trade based off of one of your homegrown players in Edison Volquez. It's not like he had a huge major league record. Michael Young, for all intents and purposes, homegrown. Derek Holland, homegrown. Elvis, homegrown. Sure, you had people like Beltre the second year and Lee the first year that you brought in. But the key is you don't make it there if you don't have all those homegrown people.
A lot, and now I do want to get into the semantics real quick with you. A lot of those guys in that group were, as you say, homegrown. They were still, their minor league clubs were other clubs, right?
Sure.
All right. Adam Morris, if you ever follow him on Twitter, he's a great follow for baseball. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's working on a theory that teams are more likely to trade guys that aren't their own homegrown guys. So they're more likely to trade. The Rangers would be more likely to trade away Calhoun than they would trade Joey Gallo. And I think that
was mentioned Mazzara.
That was a fascinating year because John Daniels because John Daniels went against the grain on that. And John Daniels said, "No, these guys we've grown. People think very highly of them, and they're going to give us a lot in return. We're going to be able to flip that." And so that's this offseason is fascinating to me because I wonder if people are going to continue if JD will go back to the path of, you know what, we're more likely to trade Calhoun, or we can actually get a really good haul for Joey Gallo. And what Rangers young player?
Nomar Mazzara. And I didn't mean to cut you
off. No, you know the answer.
But the answer is Nomar Mazzara. Why? Because then I can think of the exact trade. This is the same thing. It's 08, and it's Edison Volquez for Josh Hamilton. Because you took Edison Volquez, and that was your guy. Because remember, he was part of DVD. He was the only part of DVD that you really saw much of anything up here with the big club. So Edison Volquez looked like he might have something, and it definitely looked like he had something. But the Rangers said, we're going to trade our guy that might have something, but we're going to go ahead and trade him away for somebody who we think has something more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, Nomar Mazzara is that guy. Because you have enough corner outfielders who are probably better suited as DHs as is in Chu, Mazzara, Calhoun, you know. And
right.
So
oh, yeah.
I think they're going to say, we know Nomar Mazzara has something. He had 100 RBIs last year. He's definitely got something. That's not easy to do. And I think they might flip him for a guy that another team is like, we think you've got something more. So I think Nomar Mazzara could be that trade, and that could be your Volquez for Hamilton. And Lord knows, as much as I don't like Josh Hamilton, that deal worked out great for the Rangers.
From the 817, went to my first game last week with the Squiddo only due to this stretch. So what the Rangers are going through right now, they're like, you know what, I'm going to go take my kids. It's going to be a cheap seat out there. You know, it's going to be an empty stadium because you look, it isn't full.
No.
But it's hey, man, it's still a great place to be.
And because of that point, think about it right now. Tell me, do these players, could you see a future for them on the team? Guzman.
Yes.
Odor.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Odor's my leader.
Profar.
Yes.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
He might be playing third for you next year.
Gallo.
Yep.
Calhoun.
Yeah.
Mazzara.
Yeah.
None of those players are more than 26.
And you have that's a young lineup to throw out there, dude.
That's
and you know what?
Six people. IKF.
I was just about saying, if Jared's right, then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is your catcher next year. You have a very young roster.
That's seven position players. That and again, maybe six, but you know that the point is
right.
Six or seven guys, they're all younger than 26. Like, if you want your Palmer, Pudge, Juan, this is the group right here.